Friday's dramatic escape of three violent criminals from the Orange County Men's Central Jail in Santa Ana is making headlines across the country and is raising questions about how the jail is run. That's put Orange County Sheriff Sandra Hutchins on the hot seat, although some problems likely go back to the days of Sheriff Mike Corona. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly, and he joins us now for Orange County Line. Hola, Gustavo.
Hola, Eric.
So about a year ago, the Orange County grand jury noted the lack of security cameras needed to monitor inmates in some parts of the jail, and that played a big part in the very well-planned escape by 20-year-old Jonathan Tu, 43-year-old Bak Duong, and 37-year-old Hussein Nayeri. Sheriff Hutchins admits the security cam system is inadequate, but says the funding to fix it hasn't come through. If that's so, where does the blame lie?
It's a convenient answer for a question that has been hounding her for years, really, that the Orange County jail is inefficient, is decrepit at this point, dating back to the 60s, and in some ways is also corrupt. So it's easy to say, oh, well, we don't have the money to fund, to fund new cameras or to make it a little bit more safer or whatnot. But that sure hasn't stopped Hutchins and her deputies from engaging in other shenanigans over the past couple of years, especially when it comes to Orange County snitch scandal.
Okay, there are so many questions in so many areas. How did the three get the tools they needed to cut the steel grating and the iron rebar? How did they learn about the layout of the plumbing tunnels that led them up to the roof? And how were they able to do the noisy work of cutting through all that stuff without anybody in authority apparently noticing?
Yeah, what it boils down to is that the Orange County Jail, the deputies running there, they have just been sleeping on the job for years. This goes back, as you pointed out, to the ex-sheriff, Mike Corona, who was in federal prison for a long time. About 8 or 9 years ago, there was a jailhouse beating that resulted in the death of John Derrick Chamberlain, in which the sheriff's deputies who were supposed to be on the job, they were actually texting each other while that was happening. Now you have these three violent criminals not only getting tools, not only getting layouts to be able to get out of the jail, but also being able to get out of the jail in the first place.
And there's also the fact that the three were last seen at a 5 a.m. body count Friday, and their absence wasn't confirmed until after another body check at 8 p.m. Critics say that's too long between inmate counts, and the three were housed in a jail module with 65 other allegedly violent inmates, which experts say is kind of asking for trouble.
Absolute inefficiency. It's funny because Hutchins, for the most part, has been good. She's definitely not Corona. There's never been any scandal of, you know, rising to that level. But the big thing haunting her in these past couple of years has been this jailhouse informant scandal, that which we've talked about here on OC Line, more about Tony Rakakis. But let's not forget that the jailhouse informant scandal starts at the Orange County Jail, involving not only deputies, but also their informants. And it was these deputies that were running a system called Thread, in which they were tracking all their informants for about 25 years. What the district attorney's office says is that they never knew about this system, which meant that these sheriff's deputies were running the system completely under the radar. It got so bad that actually one of the judges that's trying all of this basically accused two sheriff's deputies of perjury. He said that I am not believing anything that these people are saying. That's what Hutchins has been battling for the past year. And now this is incredibly embarrassing for her.
So finally, then, on that note, the Orange County Men's Central Jail is ostensibly a high-security lockup, but it was built in 1968 and is obviously not a state-of-the-art facility. What should Orange County do, and is this going to be a problem for Sheriff Hutchins' reelection hopes?
Unfortunately, we are in Orange County. I love my home, but you also have a lot of uninformed voters where all she has to do is get in front of the cameras and say, I'm tough on law, and people will vote her in. This is shameful for her, though. And it's funny because if you want to go back to history, there was a time in Orange County history where people elected sheriffs out of office for allowing too many breakouts. And that was Sheriff Theo Lacy, which the juvenile facility is named after him. He actually got booted out of office because three people escaped out of prison about 100 and some years ago.
All right. Well, to be continued. Gustavo Arellano is the editor of the OC Weekly. He joins us every week for Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.